An Actor's Life for Me.
We present An Actor's Life for Me, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn, and Caroline Quentin. Episode 1, A Stiff Audition.
Ah, oh, it's great to be back in the theatre.
Is it?
Oh, yes. There's nowhere like it for an actor. The excitement of an audience is fantastic.
Mm, it must be.
Be honest, Sue. What did you think? Was I okay?
I've already told you, Robert. You were great.
You really think so?
Yes, brilliant. The way you pulled those pints at the theatre bar was incredible. I'm sure the whole audience is talking about it now. Sit next left.
Yes. I don't think you realise how important tonight was, Sue.
What do you mean, important?
The critics were in.
So?
Did you notice how I served Michael Billington's round?
You mean the way you did your Jimmy Cagney impersonation?
Exactly. It was Humphrey Bogart, actually. Anyway, do you think Michael Billington liked it? Do you think he'll remember me?
Oh, I should think so. Especially if he realises you overcharged him.
What?
By a pound. I was watching.
Oh, my God! Well, it wasn't deliberate, you know.
Of course it wasn't. Anyway, I don't think he noticed.
Oh, no, what a disaster. I'll never break into acting at this rate. Maybe I should try something else.
How about crime? Pretty good at that.
Oh, I mean it. I'm not getting anywhere, Sue.
Of course you are. Don't be so silly. And what about Desmond? He thinks you're good.
Well, knowing Desmond's talent as an agent, that's not reassuring.
He's not bad.
I once asked him if he knew Rosencrantz and Guildenstern were dead.
And what did he say?
Oh, are they? How did it happen? He thought they were a double act. Says he's seen them at Watford Palace.
Oh, well. Go and see him anyway. You've got to keep badgering him.
Robert, old boy, you must be psychic. I was going to ring you. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm at the Richmond Theatre.
Good for you. That's a new revival of St. Joan, isn't it?
That's right. I'm the barman.
I didn't know there was a barman in St. Joan.
No. I'm behind the bar.
I think we'd better get you acting again. I've got just the thing. It's a play at the, let's see. Ah, yes, here we are. The Gatehouse Theatre.
Great.
Thought you'd be pleased. It's the part of a thief.
Should come naturally, then.
What?
Oh, nothing. Go on.
Yes, he's on stage throughout, and it's the title role.
Fantastic. What's it called?
The Battered Corpse.
The Battered Corpse?
Yes. It's this thief who's killed by a chap whose house he's broken into.
Oh, I see. And when exactly does this thief get battered?
Just before the curtain rises.
You mean I'm playing a stiff?
Not exactly. You'll have to audition for it.
Audition for a corpse?
It's a big part. He's on stage for over 3 hours.
3 hours?
You could make quite an impact in the role. It could lead to bigger things, old boy.
Oh, yeah, Yorick. Stupid Desmond. I mean, how can I possibly audition for a role like that?
Just lie down and look battered, I suppose. Should be quite easy for you. What do you normally do at auditions?
Well, either a bit from Hamlet, or the mad scene from Ghosts, a bit from Amadeus, or some singing and dancing.
What's Amadeus?
Well, the play about Mozart.
Well, do that then. He's dead.
That's not the point.
Well, do what you can then, but get along there this afternoon. The director's a lady called Rachel Pinker. You never know, if she really likes you, she may let you do a little groan at the beginning.
Oh, great character work. Well, I'll start practicing.
Audition's at 2:30, old chap.
You here for an audition?
Yes, the title role in the forthcoming production.
Ah, the stiff. Mm. Yes, I'm up for that as well, you know. Looks like we're the only two.
Yes.
Ever played a stiff before?
No, never.
I have. See Bergerac the other week? One about the vice ring?
I don't think so.
The one where the supergrass was thrown out of the 9th floor window?
No, was that you?
No, I was the bloke he landed on. It's a good part, though.
Sounds terrific.
You know, I got 3 days in Jersey for it.
Which hospital?
You been in the biz long?
Well, no, not long. 9 months. How long have you been in it?
21 years this March. Oh, not just tin pot jobs like this one either. No, no, I've been in some big productions. I worked with Spielberg, you know.
Wow, did you?
Yeah, on Indiana Jones.
Oh, how did he see to you?
I can see you breathing.
So you've played lots of corpses then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last 2 years, I've been shot 6 times, strangled 4 times, once with a garrote, bludgeoned 3 times and drowned twice.
That's what I like about acting, the variety.
Yeah, you're telling me. Oh, and once I was attacked with a bread knife.
What was that in?
No, that was the missus. She thinks I ought to be doing a decent job.
Oh, looks like Mr. Pinker's ready to see us.
Oh, well, break a leg. Might help you get the part.
Now that we've got your details out of the way, Mr. Wilson, let's begin. Don't move, don't speak. Just stand absolutely still and gaze into my eyes.
Right.
I want to sense. I want to feel your aura.
Feel my aura?
As a tangible force. When audiences sit through this play, they will feel uncomfortable. Do you know why they will feel uncomfortable?
The seats.
Because they confront you. Death. That is why your aura is so crucial.
Oh, I see. Well, do you want me to slump a bit? You know, give a glazed expression?
No, no, I like it already. Oh. Your face pronounces itself not of this world.
Really?
And I respond to an actor who prepares as you have. That makeup gives you a wonderfully strange green pallor.
What makeup?
Now, in a moment, I shall want you to give me your corpse as a prone entity. But before you lie down, I want to analyse his character. Have you read the piece?
Yes.
So, what sort of man is this battered corpse?
Oh, he's a dead man.
Yes, yes. But what sort of man is he before that? That is the key.
He's a worried man.
Good, good. Why?
Because he's about to be battled today.
Yes, well, I can see you need help. I want you to immerse yourself in the most unnerving, depressing experience in your life.
I already am.
Very well, then. Center yourself by working through the last moment of your character's life. Improvise the sense of fear, the longing, the self-pity. Just before he whacks you with the spade.
I'll fall against that chair. It'll look better.
Very well, but be careful.
No, it's all right. I'm trained in falling.
No, no, be careful with the chair. Very well, Mr. Wilson. Feel the character and in your own time begin.
Please, please, please don't kill me. Let me live. I beg you. I want to live. I want to be old. I want to be or not to be. That is the question. Well, it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Over
the... No, no, no. Please, please take pity on me. I'm too young to die. I've so much to give. I can give the world so much. For I am a genius. I am a prodigy. I am Mozart. I am mad. Ah, the fear of death has sent me mad. Ghost, ghost. I see ghosts, mother. The sun, the sun.
Please die, Mr. Wilson.
The sun. Give me the sun, mother. The sun.
Mr. Wilson.
The sun. Give me the moonlight. Give me the girls and leave the rest to me. Ba-da-da-boom. Give me the moonlight.
Give me the moonlight. Die.
At last. And hold it. Good. Most convincing. I like the pain on your face.
I don't think I hit the chair quite right.
And you think you could maintain that posture for 3 hours?
I expect so. I might not be able to move out of it afterwards. I could hold it that long.
Splendid. Thank you, Mr. Wilson. I'll be in contact with your agent later today, after I've seen the other actor.
Oh. Oh.
Still hurts.
Yes.
You've bruised your ankle, that's all. I'll rub some more Savlon on it.
Oh, thanks. God, I expect that'll be dismal.
485-0513, hello?
Robert, old boy, good news, good news.
They've cancelled the production.
What? Now you've got the part, well done.
Oh, thanks. So I've got the part.
I'll buy another tube of Stavlon, then. Well done, Robert.
Apparently they had quite an argument at the theatre about it.
About what?
Well, the writer wanted a wax-like model for the corpse. He said they could make it look really ghastly, but the director preferred you.
Oh.
You see, since the corpse is positioned prominently at the front and it's such a long play...
She wanted someone realistic and convincing.
She wanted someone who wouldn't melt and drip onto the footlights.
Oh, terrific. I hope that's not the only reason.
No, no, of course not.
Thank goodness for that.
Also, you were cheaper.
Cheaper?
Well, those particular mannequins are very expensive to hire. Apparently their bodies are sculpted.
Well, mine's just slung together, I suppose.
Now, now, old boy, got you up to £73.50.
But that's starvation wages, Desmond. I can't live on that.
Good job you're playing a corpse then, Robert. You start rehearsals next Thursday, 9.30 to 5.
Oh, God.
I'm sure you'll be very good, old boy. And just think, it's a victory for your profession.
Why?
Because an actor's got the part instead of a dummy.
Well, I'm not too sure about that.
Good night, old boy.
Good night, Desmond.
Bad news, eh?
Oh, £73.50. I think I'd rather be on the dole. Oh, that's a nasty cold you've got, Sue.
I know.
Hope it doesn't get serious.
I think I'm getting over the worst.
I mean, I hope I don't get it. I don't want to be ill when I'm supposed to be dead.
Thank you for the sympathy. Oh, God in heaven! Klaus! Klaus, what have you done? His bloody face cries anguish to my soul.
Good Miller, my love, I know not what I did. His name is Istvan Petrovich, a worker on our land, who stood before me here, a common thief, no more, yet with a look which said, all this is mine.
Oh, woe is me!
Thus the black bat of hate did wing its way into my heart, and with its putrid excrement did sour my sweeter self.
Hush, my darling, hush! Let us not be heard!
I raised my spade aloft and struck him, struck him, struck him, yet again until his face was but a battered ball of blood, and blubber was his brain.
Then is he badly hurt, my love?
He's dead. The man who lies upon our floor, my sweet, is dead. Ashley!
Dead.
Dead. Dead.
Sorry.
Utterly dead.
It cannot be.
It is. There is no hope of life. See, he breathes not. He moves not. He sighs not. He groans not.
He just keeps on bloody sneezing. I'm sorry, loves. I'm sorry, Rachel. I just can't go on.
No, 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 neither can I. I mean, he's turning the rehearsal into a shambles.
All right.
I'm afraid I can't help it.
I think we'd better break for lunch.
Thank you, love.
Yes, thanks.
Back to everybody.
I'm very sorry, Rachel. I really am.
That was a disaster, Robert.
God. I know.
A disaster. Look, here's £10.
Are you paying me off?
What? Of course not, no. Go and buy some medicines, tonics, cold capsules, anything.
Right.
And a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, thanks very much.
The whiskey is for me. Might help me to cope with a sneezing corpse. Very well, Robert. How do you feel now?
Well, I'm taking some capsules. It said take 2 every 4 hours for fast relief.
Good.
So I've taken 10. That should make it pretty instant.
Are you all right?
Well, I think so. I'll stop sneezing anyway.
Oh, thank God for that.
Can't feel any tickling in my nose.
Well, that's good.
I can't feel my nose, actually.
Look, love, I think we'd better begin. Robert, perhaps you'd like to lie down.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. What about the rehearsal?
For the rehearsal.
Huh?
You're dead, remember?
Oh, yes, yes. God, I wondered why I couldn't feel anything.
What?
Rachel, I don't think he's well.
No, 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 I'm fine. I've got it now. I'm the buttered corpse. The battered corpse. I'll just get into position.
I think we'd better start. A.K. Clive, Lynn,
yes.
Passion,
yes.
Commitment, intensity. Oh, God!
God in heaven! Oh, close, close, what have you done? Oh, his bloody face cries anguish to my soul.
Good Miller, my love, I know not what I did. His name is Istvan Petrovich, a worker on our land, who stood before me here. A common thief, no more. Yet with a look which said, all this is mine.
Oh, woe is me!
Oh, woe is all of us. He's snoring now, Rachel, love.
Ignore him.
I can't.
Fix in your mind that he is dead. You have killed him.
I bloody well will if this goes on my head.
John, carry on, please.
It's all right. Where were we? Lines.
Putrid excrement.
Putrid excrement, right. And well, it's putrid excrement did stir my sweeter self.
Hush, my darling, hush.
What?
Hush, my darling, hush! Let it not be heard!
Oh, the rehearsal was a total disaster, Scoot.
It sounds terrible. Shall I do your back for you?
Please. We were supposed to rehearse the whole play. We got as far as page 4.
Oh, dear.
And that was only because we skipped a bit.
Can you move back a bit? You're squashing me.
Well, no, not really. I'm on the plug as it is. The trouble was, you see, they managed to stop me snoring, but then I couldn't stop sneezing. It sent my whole body into spasm, you know.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I just felt I wanted the ground to open up and swallow me.
So what happened?
It did. All my spasms made the trap door give way.
God, are you all right?
Well, I think so. Clive said the trap door should be fixed more securely in future.
Of course it should.
Yeah, with me under it. Oh, guess where I'm going next Thursday?
Opening night, you mean?
Yes, guess where I'm going?
To the theatre?
No. Before that.
The toilet.
No, silly. The mortuary.
Oh, the mortuary, of course. The most natural place in the world. Why didn't I think of that?
I'm going to look at some dead bodies.
Whatever turns you on, Robert.
What I mean, this research.
Oh, you're not serious.
Yes.
Well, you're daft, then. You won't find out anything. You'll just faint.
Of course I won't.
You'll faint, and the attendant will take one look at you and bung you in a plastic bag.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course I won't faint.
Now, this one threw herself out of a fifth floor window, skewered herself on some railing she did. Oh. Just look at that, then.
Oh, yeah.
They're not very pretty. They haven't been able to identify her yet, so I calls her Donna. Short for Donna Kebab. You get it, eh?
very amusing.
Now, this one, he's very juicy. Fell into a threshing machine. Threshing cereals he was, so I say he's a bit of a cereal himself now. In several parts. Eh? You get it? Hey, hello. Hello. Oh, my God. Out like a light. Oh, that's the trouble with visitors. Just like some of the residents, no stomach. Better make him comfy.
Hello,
dear. It's Desmond.
Oh, hello, Desmond.
I wonder if I could speak to Robert.
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, dear. Do you know where he is?
He's at the mortuary, Desmond.
Mortuary?
Yes. I thought you knew. It's the Thomases. Look. Sorry, I must go. I've got to get another hanky. Bye.
Good God. Oh, my good God. Sylvia! Sylvia, dear!
Yes, Desmond?
Robert's dead. Robert Wilson.
Dead?
He's in Sir Thomas's mortuary.
Oh, that's terrible. And tonight was his opening night. The new play. It's a tragedy.
I thought it was a thriller.
His death. You are sure he's dead, aren't you, Desmond?
What do you mean?
Well, knowing you, I just think we ought to check. I'll get the number of the mortuary.
If you insist.
He wasn't a method actor, was he?
I don't think so. Why?
I just wondered if he got carried away trying to become the role.
That's true. I say, you don't think he could still play it, do you? No, it's out of the question.
It's ringing, Desmond.
Hello, mortuary.
Good morning. I'm ringing up about an actor, a Mr. Robert Wilson. I'm his agent,
Robert
you see.
Wilson? Yes, he's here, all right.
Oh.
Yes, got him on the slab right next to me. How cold he is.
Oh.
No stomach, you see. No stomach at all.
Good God.
You want me to bring him round?
No, no. Good gracious me. Leave him there. Goodbye.
Is he?
Afraid so. Sounds very unpleasant. I think we'd better warn the theatre. We'll never see Robert again.
It's only 10 miles to the theatre. We'll be there in plenty of time.
I still don't know why you had to put your costume on at home.
Because there's hardly any room at the Keith house. Besides, I thought you'd like to see it.
It's revolting. Nothing disgusts me, which is you're quite sick.
Do you like the way I've got this false skin dropping off?
No. And I don't like that lump on the back of your head either. It's far too realistic.
Well, it shouldn't be. It's where I fainted in the mortuary.
I did warn you. Oh, by the way, Desmond rang whilst you were there.
Yeah, the Ted and Teddy rang. Wonder what he wants.
Must be urgent if he rang there.
Yeah. Look, we've got time. Why don't we pop round his office now? It's not far out of the way.
You sure?
Yeah. Besides, we can show him the costume. He'll like that.
Perhaps he's not in.
Oh, he must be. I can see a bit of light through the glass.
Hang on. I'm coming.
Good.
Shall I do a ghostly wail as he opens the door?
Don't be stupid, Robert.
Ah, hello, Desmond.
Desmond! Desmond, go away! Go away!
Robert, grab him! Stop him collapsing!
I believe!
Desmond!
I believe! It's me, Robert!
Oh!
Desmond!
Oh, is he all right?
I don't know. His heart's beating.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, God, I'm sorry, Desmond.
We will need to get a doctor and move him somewhere comfortable.
Well, what about the theatre?
He wouldn't be comfortable there.
No, 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 I need to get to the theatre.
The theatre? What about Desmond?
But I'll be late.
I've got to stay here, Robert. You'll have to get a taxi.
I'm dressed like this.
Well, a tube, then.
But I'll look a complete prat, sir.
Robert.
Yes.
You are a complete prat. Now get going. Philip.
Yes?
Already in the lighting box.
Already, Rachel.
That's the last bell. You can bring up the lights in 1 minute from now.
Okay, Rachel. Best of luck.
Rachel, sorry I'm late. Just in time.
You...
I've got to help, you see. Long story, I had to get the tube. Then I get chopped off by some punks. I said I was frightening the passengers. Anyway, I better get on stage.
No, no.
I mustn't spoil the show, must I?
Come back. Oh, no. Philip. Philip, for God's sake, answer, Philip. Don't let the lights go up.
No. Just crawl over to the table. Oh, ah. There it is. And now 3 paces to the left. 1 pace at 2 paces. And... Oh, who the bloody hell are you? What? Who are you?
I'm Bill Morris, the new corpse.
But I'm the corpse, Robert Wilson.
You can't be the corpse. You're dead.
Look... You'll have to move.
Why should I? I was here first.
This is my part.
This is my fist. If you don't get out...
The lights are going up.
Why still? Maybe they won't notice there's two of us.
Oh, God in heaven! Close! Close, what have you done? His bloody face cried anguish to my soul.
And so does the other chap.
Hold it, Miller, my love. I know not what I did. His name is Istvan Petrovich, a worker on our land. The other one's called Colin. Ovich. They stood before me, a common thief, or two. And clearly, which I love to know which bastard nerk did cock this drama up.
What, my love?
My love, his guts, were he not already dead?
Oh, hush, my darling, hush.
Ooh, listen to this bit.
Must I?
The spectacle of the cast rewriting as they went along was funny enough. But the highlight of the evening was when one corpse attempted to crawl surreptitiously off stage, only to be stopped by the other one grabbing his ankles. During the interval, heated words were exchanged audibly backstage, and the second half of the battered corpse then proceeded without any corpse at all. I understand future performances will feature a wax dummy in the title role. Pity.
What paper is that?
Michael Billington in The Guardian. That's the only review, I think.
Oh, thank goodness.
I wish I'd seen it all. Once I got Desmond fixed up, I only saw the last 10 minutes.
Does he mention any names?
Who?
Michael Billington.
No.
Whew.
But he mentioned you last night. I was standing behind him at the bar afterwards, and he mentioned you to some friends.
Did he? What did he say? Oh, no, don't tell me. I was terrible, undisciplined, a disgrace to the profession.
No, he didn't mention your performance. He just said he had a feeling you owed him a quid.
An Actor's Life for Me.
That was An Actor's Life for Me, written by Paul Mayhew Archer, starring John Gordon Sinclair, Gary Waldhorn, Caroline Quentin, Ron Pember, Jonathan Kidd, Joe Kendall, Joanna Mackey, Melinda Walker, and Michael Graham Cox. The producer was Paul Spencer.
An Actor's Life for Me.